Well, let's talk about you if we can. A little background on where you grew up.
I grew up in northwestern Minnesota, so I live 3 miles from the home I grew up in, and then went off to the big city for college and lived in the Twin Cities for about 8 years.
Okay.
And then ended up coming back and living back in northern Minnesota.
And you're a teacher, so have you always wanted to be a teacher in your life?
Yes, I actually have. I joke about having an innate love of telling people what to do, and teaching sort of works with that bend. So, yes, I always have. I have mostly taught young children. So I've done some preschool teaching, and then in the last 9 years, I've taught kindergarten.
Okay. And what are your main responsibilities there at Kitson County Central?
Mainly, I am in charge of trying to teach a lot of little 5 and 6 year olds just basics of school and lots of foundational sort of learning in not only reading and math, but also lots of expected sort of behaviors that are specific to school. And then my favorite thing to teach them, I love teaching math. I love teaching reading, okay. But I really love teaching art. And so that's one of the things that I, strive.
Okay.
And just letting kids know that their art is their very own. We talk somewhat about some famous artists. We try to focus in on, abstract art because 5 year olds are amazing at abstract art. So we do some good work with abstract art, and then bring in some other artists. We talked this year about Grant Wood and how he loved regionalism. So celebrating sort of the everyday things that happen where you live. Which is good for kids just to know, like, I don't have to live someplace famous and big. Mm-hmm. I can celebrate art wherever I am.
Sure. Now, when it comes to art in your life when you were younger, what kind of art did you enjoy the most?
I took piano lessons for almost all of my growing up years. So music was a big part of it.
Okay.
I remember taking some art classes with my mom. There was an artist that moved into Carlstead and taught art classes, which was fun and such a new and interesting idea for a rural town. And then it wasn't until I was in college that I really got a taste of the beauty of art. That was a really formative kind of thing, doing an art appreciation class that I had to take. There was no other choice.
Sure.
And learning that I loved it.
Okay. And the medium of art you like the most, what is that?
Oh, gosh, that's such a good question. I think, that is really hard. Visual arts, in a way, just because they stick with you.
Right.
You can take a picture of them. You can buy a print of them. Music, in the way that when you're in the experience of a concert, you're just all there and all in.
Yeah.
And, of course, you can take that music away with you, but it's a little bit different. And then theater, just because that is very much in the moment. And there's such fun things that go on with it. It can move you in ways that are unexpected, I think, while you're there in the moment. So, I didn't answer your question. I don't have a favorite.
Well, you know, it's nice to know that there's a variety in your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the spice of life, right? All right.
Mm-hmm.
My guest again is Shannon Christensen, a teacher in Hallock, Minnesota, at Kitson County Central. And our next topic of discussion, Shannon, is camp art. It takes place at Kitson County Central School June 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th. Tell me more about that.
This camp art is a fun activity for kids who like art or don't even know very much about art.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some kids that love art, and then I have some kids that are not very experienced at any art activities. I try to keep the artists that come in and the genres that come in different every year. And so this year we have a man named Joe Tran. He's coming in to teach the kids breakdancing. Yes, he's won several contests around the world in breakdancing, so it should be fascinating. There is a woman coming in, Amy Bryant, who is going to be teaching theater. She also is a singer, but her main thrust this week of Camp Art will be theater. And then there is a guy coming in. His name is Mike Arturi, and he is teaching drumming, mostly like in a drumming circle. And he brings in like 30 drums with him and teaches kids just lots of rhythm kind of things. Sounds like it's going to be a really interesting, good time.
Indeed. Theater and yes. breakdancing and the drumming. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. The theme this year is called Moving with Art. So I think that should cover it.
I like that theme.
Kids who have been in kindergarten through kids who have been in eighth grade are invited to attend. The fourth through eighth graders have a more specific, longer period of time with two artists. So they just choose the two that they think they would like to learn about the most and then have a more intense kind of time with those artists. And then the younger kids come in the afternoon from 1 to 4. And they have an hour with each of the artists, just being exposed to different genres of art and different artists. And then kind of see what they take away from it. It's interesting because sometimes kids are surprised by what they love.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can believe that. Again, Camp Art is on June 24th through the 27th at Kitson County Central in Hallock, Minnesota. And that's for kindergarten through eighth grade. Is this open to anyone in the area who wants to attend?
Absolutely, yes. There are spots open for anyone who would like to attend.
Okay.
And if there are people who think, wow, I'd like to do that, but I'm 53 years old and I don't apply, you know, to any of the categories, we have an art show on Thursday evening at 7. And it's kind of a showcase of what the kids have learned during the week. And we have a new auditorium at our school. So it will be held in that auditorium, which is a great space for performing.
Very nice. Again, Camp Art open to kindergarten through eighth grade for those specific classes. And whether you're from Roseau, Waro, Thief River, Argyle, Stephen, East Grand Forks, Crookston, whatever, you are welcome to attend. Now, how do folks register for the big camp?
If they would like to call me, they can register through me. Or they could call the Kitson Central School and register through the office. Can I give my phone number? Does that
make
sense?
Sure, you bet.
Okay. It is 612-210-1159.
Okay, 612-210-1159. One more time. 612-210-1159. I'll repeat that before we say goodbye. Again, that's Shannon Christensen's phone number to register for Camp Art coming up in late June at Kitson Central School in Hallock, Minnesota. Now, how is this being funded, Shannon?
We have received grants, like generous grants, through the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. Mm-hmm. That is how we started, and that is how we continue to do this. This year, we also got a boost from C&M Ford by providing some money, which is great, and it's great to have a partnership within the community.
Sure.
And then the school also kicks in a certain amount to, based on the grant, and then based on just the school's interest in providing arts for the kids within our school district and the area as well.
All right, good support. The Arts Council and C&M Ford in Hallock. Camp Art in Hallock at Kitson Central School. Again, June 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th. For age kindergarten through 8th grade. And to register, contact Shannon. Shannon Christensen. Her number again, 612-210-1159. 612-210-1159.